Doug Rawson will serve the next 4 years in Penetanguishene's top position. Rawson defeated Jill Street Amont by a vote of 1,808 to 1,114 to become the town's mayor. Rawson, 46, earlier told Midland Today he wants to help Penetang grow, flourish, be the best it can be. "I am a believer that failing to plan is planning to fail," he said. "We need to ensure our infrastructure supports growth and that services are ready for this growth." Runner-up St. Amont was a Penetanguishene councillor. In one of the evening's closest races, Dan LaRose claimed the deputy mayor's chair over Brian Cummings by a vote of 1,443 to 1,359. "Obviously, I'm ecstatic, I feel great," LaRose told Midland Today shortly after being declared the winner. First elected as a councillor in 1994, LaRose said people seem to be more engaged than during some of his past campaigns, with the town dock plan and super jail policing costs topping resident concerns. LaRose said he's looking forward to being part of Simcoe County Council along with meeting some of the town's newly elected councillors. "I remember being the new guy," LaRose said, adding he will also miss council colleagues who failed to win re-election. Also elected to fill one of the 5 vacant councillor positions was outgoing Mayor Doug LaRue, who received the most votes with 1,670. Also elected are Bonita Desroches with 1,362 votes, Suzanne Marchand 1,384 votes, George Vadaban Kerr 1,306 and Bill Waters 1,269. Long-term councillors Debbie Levy and Michelle Mayotte finished with 1,229 and 1,268 votes, respectively.